but anyway, in that general vicinity, a farewell barbecue for Mariana. And if you want to cook some meat or veggie burgers, please bring them. And if you're coming, please bring another dish, salad or a hot dish or a dessert, and something to drink, and come and say goodbye to Mariana. Unfortunately, it's not the warmest evening we've had in a long time, but it'll still be nice. So 6:30 tonight, that is. Any other announcements? Hatzla.
If you or any of your kids need somebody to do any tutoring or gardening or painting, I will do that in exchange for somebody to clean the inside of my car.
Okay. You have an announcement, Juanita.
Yeah, for you basically not doing anything real important on Sunday, there's a Cinco de Mayo parade in Bakersfield, and I'm going to be in it for the event. Oh, and Maria.
Sure.
We are going to be in it representing Salad and Bar Law Firm. So, yeah,
watch it.
So, go.
Are you going to have a costume or a boycott banner? Or
they're going to be behind the ambulance.
Does anybody have a nice
Maria's looking for a nice Mexican dress for the parade. Okay. John, you had an announcement.
Yeah. We leave at 7 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay, the work day for Delano, 7 o'clock at the community kitchen to go to Delano. And some people will work all day. Some people will come back because there's also a baptism at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the Hernandez baby. Everyone's seen the announcements, right? 2 o'clock, where is it, Ken?
Guadalupe Room.
All right. Any other announcements? Marvin.
I have a question.
Sure.
What's happening with the community garden? Is there not going to be a garden? Is it not going to be plowed this spring? Or what's going to happen?
I have no idea. I don't know the answer. Does anyone know the answer? Asla says that we're going to do it. After the big celebration.
This season or next season?
After he cuts the grass in his yard.
After Caesar cuts the grass in his own yard. So maybe we'll have to wait till next year. I don't know. I think so, right afterwards. I think so. Okay, any other announcements?
You forgot birthdays.
I haven't forgotten them yet. I'm just asking for announcements now. Barbara says there is a birthday party for Gina on Sunday. 1:30. For children, she said. She said for children. For some bigger children and other children. Okay, birthdays. Do we have any birthdays?
Mario had a birthday this week.
I know, but Mario is not here. Herman, is it your birthday? All right. So we have a real live birthday here. Come on up, Herman. Anybody else with a birthday? Okay. Who wants to translate for Herman? You want to do it in English? In Spanish?
En
español?
No, tú ayúdame.
Marcos, you want to do it? Come on. Okay, he's got to tell us how old he is and how he got into the union.
Quiero saber qué edad tiene y cómo entró a la unión. ¿Cómo se dio cuenta de la unión?
¿Cómo me di cuenta de la unión? Tengo 35 años.
He's 35 years old.
¿Cómo me di cuenta de la unión? Estaba interesado desde hace tiempo en cuestiones de no violencia política.
I have been interested for a while in non-violence groups or activities.
Y y buscando bibliografía al respecto en una librería católica.
And looking at a bibliography in a Catholic library.
Encontré un libro que se llamaba Testigos de la No Violencia.
I found a book by the name of Witnesses of Nonviolence.
Y entre ellos se mencionaba un señor que se llamaba César Chávez, que se llama César Chávez.
One of those witnesses that was mentioned in the book was Cesar Chavez.
Me llamó mucho la atención porque es de origen mexicano y en México a veces hemos sacado la medalla de oro en criminalidad, sí. Entonces es un poco difícil combinar no violencia con una intención con tanto impulso violento.
Okay. He in the book, it drew his attention first to Caesar's name, first because it was a Mexican. It was the name of a Mexican in terms of the book itself. The second thing was that in Mexico, he characterizes as Mexicans having won the gold medal in terms of being criminals and the whole aspect of being on the side of crime. And here was a person of a Mexican descent which was known for his fundamental non-violence. And that was basically what he said.
Entonces, ese fue el primer contacto con este movimiento.
And that was his first contact with this type of movement.
Y un día fui a un congreso de educación Montessori en la Ciudad de México.
And then he went to a meeting of Montessori teachers in Mexico.
Y conocí a la directora del Centro de Entrenamiento de Los Ángeles, del Centro de Entrenamiento de Educación Montessori en Los Ángeles.
And there he met the director of the Center of Montessori Teachers from Los Angeles. She was in Mexico City.
Ajá. Y le pregunté qué chance había de trabajar en los Estados Unidos o qué opciones había de trabajar en los Estados Unidos. Y me dijo, ajá, le pregunté a ella durante el meeting, durante la reunión. Y ella me dijo que, bueno, que César Chávez andaba buscando quién trabajara en educación Montessori.
During the meeting, he talked to the director and he asked her what was the possibilities for him to come and work in the United States. And in the conversation, the director mentioned to him that Caesar was looking for a Montessori teacher.
Y en ese momento le dije a la maestra esta que, bueno, que yo me venía, que aunque no me pagara nada, que porque por la onda, porque estaba muy metido en la onda ideológica de la no violencia, ¿no? Entonces dije, me voy a trabajar de voluntario, aunque después le dije, ¿sabes qué? Espérate. Necesito que me paguen tanto y esto, ya que ya lo empezamos a considerar mejor, ¿no?
So at that time when he was talking to the teacher, he told the director that he would be willing to come and work volunteer to the United States because we were interested in the whole non-violence theory of the union. And later on he talked to the teacher again and said, well, I won't go and work for nothing, I want some kind of pay and so forth.
Ya luego supe que era, no había a escoger, no había, era de voluntario.
And then I learned that you didn't have a choice. You had to be a volunteer.
Y aquí estoy.
And so I'm here.
When was that, Ramon?
¿Cuándo fue eso?
¿Cuándo?
Hace como, yo creo, 3 años. Anna Gregor escribió cartas a los diferentes centros de entrenamiento y una de estas cartas llegó a Stella Palmieri. Por ese fue el camino.
This was about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and Anne wrote letters to the various Montessori centers, and that's how the director of the LA center knew that Caesar was looking for Montessori teachers.
Okay, let's stand up and sing to Herman. And while we're singing to Herman, we should think about Mario, whose birthday is also today. Well, anyway, whose birthday is this week. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Herman and Mario. Happy birthday to you.
Any other announcements? Any news? Maria Elena has an announcement.
Is anyone going to taxi?
Anybody need a ride?
Does anyone sign Ruth's card?
Oh yeah, Ruth's card. Please sign it before we all disappear. Where is it? Okay, why don't I bring it up front? Okay, anybody please come up front if you haven't signed Ruth's card. And there was a white pen with it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.